Be safe when selecting a Christmas tree in one of our forested areas. We're checking our gear next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Ensure your Christmas tree trip is safe to ensure fun for everyone. Kathy Jo Pollock with the U.S. Forest Service shares reminders.
So you always want to make sure you're prepared. Make sure you have your saw or chainsaw. You have tow chase and strap. Be prepared because weather could change when you're out cutting your tree also in some of those areas. Make sure you have food and water with you and a cell phone, definitely. And always let someone know where you're thinking of going and a time you will be back. So it really is good to watch the forecast. And again, if you're in some of that higher country, the weather can turn pretty quickly when you're up at higher elevations. But just make sure you're prepared for it, like you said, and have all the proper equipment. Then you write the layers, because you will perspire quite a lot if you're hauling that tree quite a ways and dragging it. So, but yes, be prepared and just enjoy the family outing. It's just a great experience. Yeah, you do have to make sure you're timing it. Make sure you're not headed up somewhere like at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You might want to start out a little earlier in the morning, head out, and it does get a lot darker sooner in the winter.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.